You're listening to SBS News.
It has been called the final train for former Deputy Prime Minister, Nationals leader and rail enthusiast Tim Fischer. The 73-year-old's coffin was transported in a heritage train carriage from the Rock Station near Mr. Fischer's beloved hometown of Borie Creek in the Riverina region of New South Wales to Albury Station in Victoria. Many lined the platforms to pay respect to the late politician, who locals described as a genuine gentleman. One of those was Anne Martin, who said she had come to bid farewell to a man who cared deeply about his community.
I think the town just really sighed a collective sigh of disbelief that, you know, he was gone because he was sort of bigger than life around the community.
A Vietnam War veteran, mourners placed red poppies on Mr. Fischer's flag-covered coffin, which also carried his trademark Akubra hat. The coffin was carried into a white hearse through a guard of honour formed by former servicemen and women.
He was a gentleman, he was different, and as a veteran, we respect him. I think they've lost a man that was unique and in many ways, and you could all come as close as possible to be the honest politician.
Held at the Albury Entertainment Centre, Tim Fischer's funeral service was attended by past and present politicians from across the political divide. As flags flew at half-mast over Parliament House in Canberra, National leader Michael McCormack deemed the former party giant's arrival by rail in Albury a fitting tribute.
I mean, Tim loved his trains, and I think anybody who's a train buff loved him for it. Tim Fischer was a decent human being. He loved people, people loved him, he loved Australia, and Australia loved him.
That sentiment was endorsed by Labor leader Anthony Albanese.
He was a very honourable man, and he stood up on issues like gun control, and he had respect across the parliament, and I'm here to honour his legacy today.
Serving as the leader of the Federal Nationals between 1990 and 1999 and Deputy Prime Minister in John Howard's coalition government from 1996 to 1999, Mr. Howard considered Mr. Fischer a loyal ally.
He was a great colleague. We, of course, formed a very close personal and political bond. He was the leader of the National Party, and I was leader of the Liberal Party when we came into power in 1996, and he was a wonderful and very close Deputy Prime Minister, and I'm very grateful for what he did.
Inside the brimming auditorium, Prime Minister Scott Morrison addressed the service.
Tim Fischer was an original, emphatically made in Australia, a big man in every sense of the word, as big as the country he loved and served. His big hat, his big hands, his big frame, his big beliefs and passions, his big view of Australia and of Australians.
Although never far from his Akubra hat, Mr. Fischer wore many hats throughout his life, from soldier to politician, farmer to family man. Survived by his wife Judy and two sons, Harrison and Dominic, close friend Sandy Van Brown told the service of how Mr. Fischer's sons would like their father to be remembered.
At a private family gathering last week, Tim Fischer's oldest son, Harrison, spoke about his father, and Harrison said, "Tim was five people in one. He was a farmer, a soldier, a politician, an author, and a diplomat. But above all, he was a father."
Tim Fischer's youngest son also held fond memories.
"When I asked Dominic how he wanted his father remembered, he said, as a humble man who always wanted to help people, and no matter what was said about him or to him, he was never unkind in return. He was always obliging, always the gentleman."
Tim Fischer had expressed clear wishes about his state funeral during his final battle with cancer, but the final words came from his eldest brother, Dr. Tony Fischer.
"To all of you here, and especially to the younger generation over there, I sincerely hope that you take inspiration from what you've heard here, how important it is to listen, how important it is to be curious, to be honest about yourself, to be authentic. Tim Fischer was a great Australian and a very good man. in his own words. Thank you all. God bless you all.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS World News.